Hello, this is Dr. Virginia Wilson reporting on desk report on O'Neill Brown, date of birth 12/12/1965, date of procedure 2/11/2024. Physician is Dr. Virginia Wilson. Do you have a referring physician is Dr. Adrian Lee? Date of procedure June 11, 2024. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies, comma, tattoo placements. Indication is metepigastric abdominal pain, comma, bright red blood rectum, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure at home, concerns with tape period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as movements or alternates to the patient. The patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care. While lubricated, limbs video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus. Retrosex is obtained at the cardiac aerosection from the stomach before telescope. The patient was then turned around in a left lateral position and digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into drag vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillial or cecal valve complex of the folds. Period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sodium flexure, descending colon, signal colon, the rectum, a retroflex was obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston valve prep score was graded as a 4-5, 1-2, 2, 1-2. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Next line at findings at upper nasty proximal metasocus appeared on Markle. Next line. The D line was regular at 41 centimeters from the bite block. Next line. There was evidence of a diminutive fundus. A diminutive gastric fundus polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. An aggressive amount of lavage infection was required to reveal the underlying mucosa given significant air bubbles throughout the stomach, comma. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum body given erythema to rule out H. pylori and for histology. Next line. Overall, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Gum biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line. There was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Boston valve prep score was poor to suboptimal. There is a 4-5, 1-2, 2, 1-2. With a tortuous and spastic colon. Next line. Overall poor prep with solid and liquid debris. Next line. From 10 to 15 centimeters from the anal verge, there was evidence of a rectal mass that occupied approximately 2/3 of the lumen. Comma, biopsies were obtained extensively for further evaluation and histology. Comma, a tattoo was placed just distal and proximal to the lesion for marking. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. We'll send for stat path results. Next line, pending biopsies and mass will likely need surgery and oncology evaluation, as well as CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis, and CEA levels. Next line, recommend PPI daily. Next line, we'll need repeat colonoscopy after addressing the mass ASAP due to poor preparation. Next line, follow up in the office as previously scheduled, and as soon as the biopsy results come back, we'll call patient into the office as soon as possible to coordinate the remainder of care. Thank you.